Right. Well, so, of course, he says, listen, maybe we should have, known who we were killing
right.
before we engaged in the bombing.
Right. We didn't
in
know.
Other words, we rushed. There was such pressure on the military, no doubt, to go and bomb somebody.
They had to do something.
Something.
Right.
And it's some sort of, retribution for what happened to the 13 Marines. They ended up killing an innocent family
who
were allied with us.
Stupid. You know, it's unbelievable. We talk about this all the time, Bernie and I, for the most part, for the better part of 6 years. And Bill O'Reilly is always harping on this. He'll be on tomorrow with Bernard. And that is the media. As we were talking about this and Rand Paul, we started off the show talking about Mark Milley and the possibility that he did some really nasty stuff while Donald Trump was in office, above and beyond what he's done here, the horrible job he's done with Afghanistan and Bagram Air Force Base. So CNN, the whole show this morning, what they're saying is that Mark Milley had to protect the nuclear codes because he was absolutely sure that President Trump was starting to mentally decline, was starting to actually break down, and he was scared to death that President Trump was going to do something really irresponsible and stupid. So while you and I are pointing out what a horrible job Mark Milley has done, and he's a traitor and guilty of treason and deaths in Afghanistan, CNN this morning is actually making him into a hero because he was trying to protect the United States from the maniac, that's the word they used, from the maniac that was becoming President Donald Trump.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
The way they spin it, yes, of course. Well, they're not going to get away with it. I believe he'll be fired. I believe he'll be fired at the very
least. Who's going to fire him?
The Biden administration. I mean,
are they going to fire Blinken too?
I don't see how they could possibly defend this. I don't see how, in any way, shape, or form, how they could defend. Again, tipping off the Chinese before the election, before this alleged mental cognitive.
Well, they're going to say he didn't do that.
CNN is talking about is after January 6th.
Right.
I'm saying in October of 2020, he was telling his Chinese counterpart, the head of the military in China, I will let you know if President Trump is planning a nuclear attack on you. I will let you guys know. I'll tip you off before he does it.
But there's no proof. They're going to say Bob Woodward made the whole thing up.
Well, yeah, in which case.
They're not going to fire him.
In which case, he'll have a tremendous lawsuit against a real oily, sneaky weasel, Bob Woodward, who should have, as a journalist, I'll put this out there as the minute he found out.
Well, but that's not Bob. We know that because Bob is he's a snake too. So excuse me again for being somewhat cynical. I know Cuomo did resign, but we've been through this operation a million times. So he's going to get fired. He's going to quit. He's going to get, and it never happens. And I have to tell you that whether it's Blinken or Milley or any of these people, I just don't see the Biden administration firing anybody or anybody resigning unless there is no other choice, which doesn't seem likely for any one of these guys. Because at that point, they're admitting that they've done something bad.
Yeah, well, at this point, I think it's reached a critical mass, really.
Where?
I mean, when you combine it with Afghanistan and now colluding with the Chinese.
Well, wait a second. Now, in Andrew Cuomo's case, every network started to pound him, right? Whether it was even the liberal networks were talking about his sexual harassment cases, right? I'm telling you that on CNN this morning, they're making Milley out to be the good guy and Trump the bad guy. Same thing with Blinken. Blinken is saying, hey, they told me to do something and I did it. I did nothing wrong and I just don't care. He was more bored than upset yesterday. So if 99% of the media is presenting the story like Milley and Blinken did nothing wrong,
boring,
and Bernie and Sid are screaming in the forest, no one's getting fired.
Well, I don't know if that you say 99% of the media. I don't know if CNN they have a like minuscule amount of viewers.
Well, but they're MSNBC is doing the same thing. So my point is,
well,
let's see
what the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC News, people like that. Let's see what they do. Let's see how they ignore what is rank, conspicuous treason, mutinous behavior, insurrection. This is your insurrectionist. This is your January 6th insurrectionist right
but
here.
Didn't we have the same conversation about Hunter Biden? How are they going to ignore all this? How they all ignored it.
And, of course, the New York Times yesterday just deleted from their account, from their story, that the New York Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop was unsubstantiated. They just secretly, quietly deleted the word unsubstantiated, that sentence, what I just said.
So you're basically proving my point, which is they do these things all the time.
And then they try to get away with it. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I understand. They're a bunch of sneaks, and this Trump derangement syndrome is real. But in this case, I really believe it's way over the top to tip off the enemy about an American attack, to tip off the communist Chinese I mean, this is absolutely. And of course, you know, this guy with the whole white rage stuff, he was ignoring Afghanistan while he's testifying in Congress. It turned into a disaster. Everybody knows. There were Democrats yesterday, by the way, these senators. It was different than the House. There was responsible Democrats. Even that the slime ball from New Jersey, Bob Menendez.
Yeah.
They were pretty harsh on this boring Blinken guy. They were very harsh on him and about what a disaster. How can you call this an enormous success? It was anything but. There were Democrats actually saying that.
No, yesterday. Yeah, they were. But again, and I think it was Goodwin who wrote this today, that if you really watched all the coverage and paid attention to Blinken's facial expressions and all that stuff, he didn't get upset. He was like, I'm bored. This is my answer.
Right,
we did a good job, and and Donald Trump gave us this mess. And if not for Donald Trump, nobody would have died. We had no choice. It was going to be chaotic. I'm bored. Let's move on. It wasn't like he was upset or angry. Or so even though those folks did come along, they weren't effective.
He was actually looking at his notes while some of the senators were talking about 13 dead Marines.
Right. Check your watch.
Right. It was essentially that moment, especially when Ted Cruz was yelling at him. Ted Cruz was another rock star on this yesterday. Listen to Ted Cruz take apart Blinken.
Abandoning the Bagram airfield, giving it to the Taliban. That is a decision that 100 years from now will be studied at war colleges as a colossal strategic mistake, giving up two secure airfields, necessitating an evacuation from a dense urban environment, a commercial airport, which led tragically to the suicide bombings and murders that killed 13 American servicemen and women.
Yep, there you go.
So he's great.
He was tearing them. And it went on and on. We just don't have the time, but it was just fantastic, trust me. I mean, most people were at work. Nobody, they're not watching.
No one's watching this, no.
But Ted Cruz and Rand Paul tore him a new one. They should. And again, he's another one that should be at the business end of a firing squad.
Blinken. I agree with you. There's always three guys that step up big in these cases, and two of them are always Paul and Cruz, and I would add Lindsey Graham as a third. Quickly, before we get to the clip of the day in sports, Mario on Long Island on line two. Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I just want to wish a happy holiday to all the Jewish friends.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm in North Woodmere. I'm down about 12 years. I'm a golf pro. And these people, I've never really known anything about Orthodox people. They are the nicest people I ever met in my life. Polite. Thank you. How are you today? I mean, this is like another planet over here. I can't believe it.
Yeah. No, I know. I always respect pious people.
Yes.
I respect them for, adhering to their beliefs. And they're overwhelmingly not the nicest people you can
meet.
Very
nice. And that whole five towns, he's in North Woodmere, but all the five towns are very populated with religious Jewish people. So later on tonight, whether it's Cedarhurst or Woodmere or Lawrence, you're going to see a lot of folks walking back and forth to shul later on tonight and tomorrow morning.
Long Beach, Lido Beach.
All of those, too.
Got some, yeah. Lot of, I got a temple up the block from my house.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know what it's called, but.
Well, talking about temples, Zeb Brenner, I got to call somebody because my son Gabriel is getting bar mitzvahed on November the 4th, and his bar mitzvah teacher, who works at the Chabad, was supposed to supply us with the shul, the Chabad, for his bar mitzvah. And it turns out because of COVID, the Chabad is not open. So now, the good news is, this guy did a very good job of teaching my son the Haftorah. He's going to be great bar mitzvah day. We don't have a shul. We're sending out invites for people to come to the bar mitzvah, to come to shul. We don't even have a shul.
You don't have a venue, a place.
A temple, right.
A temple.
Right.
Where he's going. So he can't set up a tent or something?
No, I mean, we need the Torah. We need the, the whole deal.
So you got to get this done in Israel, you're talking about?
No, here in New York. So, the Upper West Side would be the best. So if you're listening,
if they can have a Met Gala and the VMA awards, why can't you have open a temple to have your son bar mitzvah?
Well, because there are temples already open. I would hope somebody would just invite us. But that's a good point. We could just set it up outside the Metropolitan Museum of Art and invite AOC.
Tax the rich.
Tax the rich.
Alexandria Antoinette.